What a branch should do, it does two things for you. One, it gives you an identity. It gives you a professional identity, and that's an important part of being the profession, and whether it's a profession of arms or cyber within the profession of arms. But the other part it does is it helps establish a guaranteed training and education and professional career path so that you have a way of moving throughout your career into growth positions and then ultimately leadership positions so that 20, 30 years from now, we'll have general officers and sergeant majors who came through a cyber track. And they will be truly steeped in cyber with regards to Army operations and, of course, joint operations because it is a joint game. And that professional track is really what helps build the profession of arms.
Versus working a few years in cyber and building up expertise and then getting siphoned off into another part of the Army.
Yes, thank you. That's exactly a gap I was missing, but that's what would occur otherwise. Is you go do something for a while, then you go and you're gone, and that expertise is doing something else.
Mm-hmm. So cyber operators and EWOs, I'm assuming, have got to have a good understanding of each other's professions. Otherwise, there wouldn't be much point in creating this new set of doctrine. But are they actually, does their work overlap? For example, are electronic warfare officers getting into things that we would have formerly described as cyber operations or vice versa? Are they still very distinct pieces of work?
I think, of course, there's an overlap, and I think the overlap will start to occur in the middle of somebody's career. As you grow, you need to understand more and how this interoperability occurs and how you touch each other. And I'll call upon my own experiences as a basic branch signal officer, where I learned how to install, operate, and maintain signal communication so that the commander can execute his command and control. I was able to do those systems. And then we had other people that were very good at engineering the communication network. And they could fix, I had other officers who could fix a switch or a patch system. I didn't have that skill. It took me longer to develop that. And then eventually I moved into computer networking. You get an advanced degree in telecommunications management, go to some of the Microsoft courses. Now suddenly I can not just install, operate, and maintain a communication system, but I can also do the same for the network, the computer, so that it can ride over that communication system. And then you start to add on security, information assurance, cybersecurity, those information assurance vulnerability alerts and patches and being able to fix that. That all takes time. Now, that's just my personal example, and there's probably other people who can learn it all quicker. And I would say that today's soldiers probably know more of it quicker because they've operated a computer. It wasn't something new to them, and they'll grow up with that. But what happens, I think people can only learn so fast. And as you move up from a tactical level and you start to hit the operational level, you start to get to those next levels, I can install, operate, and maintain a communication system. I can install, operate, and maintain the communications network. Now I have to learn to secure it. And now I've become a senior officer, maybe major now, or lieutenant colonel, and now I have to defend it. Well, because I know how the network operates, because I know how to secure it and install those information vulnerability patches, now I bring in other aspects of conducting an integrated defense. And I have to understand that where do I touch the electromagnetic spectrum? Where does this network convert to perhaps a wireless local area network? How do I use these other defensive capabilities? How do I anticipate and identify what it is my adversary is going to do? And that's a skill that develops over time. It's an operational skill. So to me, that's where the overlap is really going to occur the most. And it'll be interesting to see in upcoming generations how fast they can learn all of it.
Talk about how important it is, in your view, to have those more senior folks who've already gone through the pipeline so that they can be leaders and mentors in the field.
We've been doing operations like this for some time. It's only now recently that we're calling it cyberspace operations. Right? So we've got people who are colonels now that have been doing it for some time. But to your point, at the same time, we haven't necessarily had people that, again, grew up with fingers on the keyboards from the time they were 10. It might have been 18 or 20, and you're goofing off, and you go back to the, some of us can remember the days of a floppy disk and a 286 computer, and it was still then a very different game and not interconnected. So you don't have that full breadth of a lifetime of experience yet, but frankly, nobody does. So it's an even playing field in that regard. When it comes to recruiting people, the Army looks at a mixed approach to it. Is one is find people who already have that experience, that are already in the Army, that have a skill. And they have that innate skill, and they also have the mental acuity and maturity to handle that. And then we're also looking at new entries as well. The Chief of Staff of the Army, General Odierno, is very keen on giving officers, lieutenants, the opportunity to come right in. And again, the Army is working on that so that we can do that from the get-go. Also, some anecdotal experiences out there that sometimes, depending on the person's emotional maturity, they're not yet ready for the responsibility. And in the cyber arena, the training is quite grueling, and it's hard. And so you have to be dedicated. You might be a computer whiz, so to speak, but if you don't have the discipline to take care of yourself and make sure that you do all the work necessary, it's not a gimme.
And so, be a leader at some point, too.
And that's something else that we have to look at as a leader. And now as you become a leader, that becomes, of course, less time on the keyboard. And now are you still as technically adept in the latest techniques? Not necessarily. But again, you understand how it works and you understand how to bring it together.